Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this very small, tiny, minute episode of the Flats and Shanks podcast. I am Tom Shanklin.
And I'm David Flatman, and this is a teaser. Is this a teaser, Tommy?
This, mate, isn't it nice to say those words?
Ooh,
welcome.
With such teasers. Yeah.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. How are you, Flats?
Hey, I'm all right. It's you I'm worried about. Are you cracking on our kid?
Not good, mate. Not good. Not
What's up
good.
With you, fella boy?
No, I'm fine, mate. You just say that all the time, that you worry about me.
Oh.
I told you, stop worrying about me.
I always say, when people say, you busy? Oh, too busy. I always say it. Yeah. As you go flat out, absolutely flat out. The reality is I'm waiting for a sushi delivery and I've just been to the gym. That's the reality of it.
You're preparing yourself, aren't you, for 6 weeks in Japan? I like that.
Seven, boy. Seven.
All right, seven. Well, it might be six if you don't get through. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Every cloud. But
yeah, let's see. Let's
essentially
see.
What you're doing is you're like a method actor, but I don't know, method presenter. So you're getting accustomed to, you're probably on Japanese sleep patterns already, aren't you?
I am, yeah. And I've sort of taken cultural immersion classes. Oh, by the way, me saying I'm getting a sushi on Deliveroo, it's on the way, wasn't a sort of a hilarious play on words, Japan themed takeaway. It's just what I fancy because it's lean protein. And I'm trying to get below 20 stone again before I go away. But yes, I'm basically Japanese by now. So if you saw me, yes, you'd recognize me physically, but you wouldn't recognize any of my body movements or behaviors because I've adapted.
Yeah, you have, mate. But what have you been up to? I mean,
oh, fella.
People want to know.
Oh, fella. Well, I've been in Devon for the last month or so, boy in the sun.
Yeah, that's you, mate. That's you for life now. Never, ever going to take your kids abroad, are you?
Need to. Do you know why I don't need to? I don't need to because their grandparents live abroad.
Let them experience a holiday club, mate.
No, they did it. They did it. I have done it before. And I was just thinking, if it was up to me, I wouldn't leave Devon or Bath ever, or London 3 days a year for my whole life. But I'm taking the kids abroad. I didn't want to go abroad because I'm going to Japan for 15 years next week. So I didn't want to go more airports and stuff. So I've I'm taking the kids abroad twice next year, Tommy. Twice. We're going to Greece for some sun and we are doing a road trip to the south of France. So have that. I am global. All right.
Done,
what have you been up to?
I went to Portugal for about 10 days, 10 or 11 days with the family.
How's your tan, boy?
Oh, man, I don't tan. You know me. I just want to stay under a parasol. That's all I want to do.
Why don't you put factor 50 on and just do like 8 hours a day, real gradual with full block on, and some of it will get through.
Mate, when you've got three kids, you go on a holiday, there's no relaxing. You know that.
Not a holiday.
Just been up to Loch Lomond, played it in the Variety Rugby Legends. Thank you.
Saw that.
Golf event.
Saw that. I just want to say, legends everywhere. When you got Andy Nick there, he's just one of my favourite human beings, mate. He takes the prize off him for me.
Annie Nick, Phil Vix, Jerry, bought Lee Burn up with me. Loved it.
Did you?
Yeah. Bernie had a great time. I mean, you know, I'm obviously quite modest. I'm a modest guy, but I won it with 39 points. So, well, I won the individual.
Hey, tell everyone what I asked you earlier, because there was a picture on Instagram and I said, I presume you were hosting the dinner. And you said, no, Rory Lawson hosted it.
Yes.
I said, all right, but you had all those notes in your hand when there was that big picture on the stairs. And you said, no.
That's a voucher, mate. I want a voucher. A your golf travel voucher.
You want everything going. That's all your winnings.
Yeah. I want a putter and I want a lovely little sports Loch Lomond bag with a branding on the side. I'm going to take that to the gym and no one's going to know what it is, but those that do.
When you know. Exactly. It's like when someone's got massive biceps but small calves. They've got massive pecs but small traps. It's like, you know, the connoisseurs know who's putting the real work in.
I know. You know what I mean? I know. If I see a bloke in the gym who's decent shape, right, and you can tell, up top, and if he's got a pair of tracksuit bottoms on, he skipped leg day.
He skipped it, boy. And it's, you know what, it's not his fault. It's his friends, and they're not really his friends because they shouldn't have let him skip it.
I don't know, mate. I think it's the parents.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. Let's go deeper. I think it's the grandparents.
I think, you know, you've got to educate someone. You know, you've got to say, look, there's no point doing all of that Judy Dench, all of those flies, all of those pec decks, unless you're working leg press, squats, front squats, sumo squats, Romanian deadlifts.
Do the calf work. I remember Bernie, your mate Bernie, you took to Loch Lomond. He said to us, didn't he, you can't see legs in a nightclub, boys. True, Bernie. But when you're out in the sun, you can see a calf. Mate, you can see a calf.
Exactly. When you're in Portugal, when you're in Havar, you see legs. You see legs. Just want to let...
Carpe diem nightclub in Havar.
We need to let you know, okay, there's around 10 tickets left now for this live show we're doing with Lawrence Dallaglio, and that is on the 11th of September, 1 till 3 p.m.
I think my mates from school might be taking all 10 of those, but get in quick because they're a bit slow.
It's £10 entry, and you get a free pint of Guinness. It's at Pavilion End on Watling Street, in town, in London. I think my mate Pete Scrivener's coming.
I love Scrivs.
Yeah, we're just picking him.
Oh, so I went on tour with
England. Looks like Roland Rat, I always reckon.
I played against France A for England A when I was 19 or 20 or something. And I roomed with Scrivs and I woke up and I think we were sharing a bed because we had two beds, but I think we ended up in the same bed because we were quite drunk. And he'd wet the bed and on me. And then I found out years later, having told thousands of people that Scrivs wet the bed on me, that... Well, apparently it was either him or it was Ben Kay, and no one knows. So let's ask him. When we're with Lowell, let's ask him if it's him that weed on yours truly, on old Dave, or if it was Ben Kay. All right?
Okay, fine. Just throwing a couple of people under the bus there. Bedwetters?
Tommy, we're all bedwetters, mate, every now and again. You know, that was a big night for a lot of us, and, you know, we all let ourselves down a little bit.
Maybe
it was fine.
Maybe your hand was in warm water, because apparently that does make you wet the bed.
Maybe it was just sweat.
Now, Flats, we have been... Anyway. Yeah. Now, Flats, we have been commissioned by ITV to take over their Rugby World Cup podcast. Takeover.
Let's own it, okay? Let's own it, fella.
Now, this is coming to you on Monday the 9th of September, the first episode. Yeah. Then we're on Thursday the 12th. Of September, and we're doing Monday, Thursday, all the way through the World Cup. Now, we've got some interesting takes on some of the squads and some of the games that have been played and picked over the last few weeks. Now, a key one for you, mate, is who?
I have a opinion on
everything.
I've got an opinion on the exclusion of Devon Toner from the Irish squad, and it is a very definite opinion. And some people are going to agree wholly, and some people are not going to agree wholly.
I have thoughts, mate.
What are your thoughts? What, at night? You see dead people still, do you?
And also, I've got some opinions on Samson Lee and Rob Evans being left out of the Welsh squad. Not to mention Hugh Jones, Rory Hutchinson, out of the Scottish squad. Two England scrum halves.
That's a surprise.
Two England scrum halves.
Yep.
Hmm.
And also, I mean, we've got all these opinions, and I think it's, you know, I can't believe they're taking Owen Farrell. Oh, sorry, I'm giving too many of my opinions away. I'm giving too many opinions away. Tom.
Shut up, mate. He's going, is he?
I can't believe he's going.
Jokes.
And they're taking Mario.
Next, you'll tell me Alan Wynne Jones is going for Wales, which that is just laughable.
I read today, I've forgotten, he's played in the last 9 consecutive Lions tests.
Yeah, he's played in 9 World
That's
Cups
madness,
as well.
Our kid.
He's played in 9 World Cups as well.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's 24. It's amazing. And he still hasn't got a driving license and he can't swim. It is amazing.
Now, if you want to listen to our thoughts, our opinions, make sure you tune in now. Download. Yeah. It's coming out Monday the 9th. The ITV Flats and Shanks Rugby World Cup 2019 ITV STV podcast. God, yeah. That just rolls off the tongue.
Doesn't it? But you don't mind a mouthful, but it's going to be a lovely pod. All our opinions will be on there. It's going to be, people subscribe to it and you don't need to worry about the rest. It just pops up on your phone, doesn't it? That's the way podcasts work. They just pop up, you click it, and you disagree with loads of what we say. You think that I'm really nice and relatable, but Shanks is a bit smug and glib and aggressive with his views and a little bit right wing. And then you go online and give us a 5-star review and everybody's happy.
I always get a kick out of it when we get a little message come through to say, listen to your pod in the gym. And that just, you listen to our pod, but yet, you're keeping young. You're giving yourself a mental and physical workout.
Trevor Woodman, World Cup winning prop, stole my life, stole all my success. He does quite long in terms of time, quite long poos. And our podcast, he says, is perfect for that because he likes to spend a bit of time in there. And then he sits there and just stares at the wall while it's all going on beneath him.
It's not an in-and-out job, mate. It's a place you go to have a bit of time to yourself, to relax, to catch up on social media, to read a shampoo bottle, a deodorant can, some moisturising cream, whatever. But it's a sanctuary.
What is the ideal washing, washing technique for this hand towel? Is it machine wash? Is it hand wash? Is it 40 degrees? That's when you find all that stuff out. You find out a lot about yourself. When it's a bit of Winnie the Pooh time, isn't it? Anyway.
Not to mention now, Flats, we have also got a tour guide to Japan coming out with ITV soon. And that's going to be released the Hub. We've got, it might be 5, it might be 10, it could be more videos of our little trip to Japan. Now,
we've seen a couple. We've seen a few on WhatsApp. And they're actually...
They've tickled us. Maybe it's just because we did them and we're a little bit biased, but we did some fun stuff out there.
We should be joined Prime Minister, don't we?
When we look back now, mate, we did some fun stuff out there and Harry has captured it and these are going to be released soon. We'll let you know when they are, but...
Yeah, they've done a good job.
If they don't win a BAFTA, then I'm just giving up, mate. I'm going to be an accountant, all right?
I'm just going to lash out. I'm going to start lashing out in public if it doesn't win a BAFTA, so...
Yeah, good man. I'd be an accountant like Ben Affleck, all right?
Okay, good luck.
He's a deadly man.
So download the ITV, STV, Rugby World Cup 2019, You and Me, Shanks and Flatsy podcast.
You'll hear us soon, guys.
Okay, stay low, everyone, yeah?
And make sure you get the first hit in early.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Even
if it's late, you never get sent off in the first minute unless you're Adrian Morley, and that's
or league. Sean Edwards.
So
guys, enjoy it. When you stop talking, you stop playing. All right,
good luck, goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.